They forgot where they put them or killed them, or maybe they didn't kill them. We don't know.
Mm-hmm. Could I add something there? They got two deputy sheriffs up there now trying to get question them. Trying to question them.
Now, Arkansas has capital punishment. Well, I believe, is it Oklahoma or the other place where they caught them?
Arkansas.
No, they were caught in Oklahoma somewhere.
Yeah.
They don't have capital punishment, so those people don't want to die. But they brought them back to Arkansas. They're going to bring them back to trial. And they didn't want it. They fought extradition for a long while because they didn't want that death penalty. And I hope they get it. Because that'll make others stand up and think twice before they go on a rampage like that. We need it.
They know that they killed four people, wasn't it? And they think they killed six, wasn't it?
Well, if these two here are murdered, yeah, they will be six.
Yeah, they know they killed four.
But they never heard from them, but they do know they had their car. And it's possible that they did murder them.
Now, get a lot of these things when you were a kid, kind of sore spots that come up on you?
I get these old boils, we call them. Now, I told you one time that I wanted to be a doctor. I got a little practice on that. Or for him. We were in the National Guard together. And I'd operate on these kids when they get them old boils. I'd get in their razor blade and sterilize it, and I'd open them things up. They'd get well.
Get out all that.
Get all that old corruption out, we would call it. Get the core. When you got the core, it was just like it was well. In a few days, it would be all right. The infection now. They give you back penicillin and stuff. They call it infection, but I wonder. You should know a little about it. Talk to your dad about it. Would that be the same infection that this penicillin fight now? Would it come out on you at that time in the form of a ball to get rid of? Some of them will call it bad blood. And one time I went to a doctor. I had a big old ball. And I said, "Doctor," I said, "if I got bad blood," he said, "what's the matter? You got the claps or the syphilis?" I said, "Oh," I said, "no, but H no." And he said, "Well, that's the only time you got bad blood." An old hardball doctor. But
yeah,
I lanced them balls. Yeah. I've lanced them on myself. I've got scars where I take them off. We didn't go to the doctor.
When you got it in your hand, got infected, so it did. What did it do?
Well, we would we'd get an old poultice, flaxseed poultice or something, and put on it. If it's coming a ball to bring it to a head, they'd call it. But cut your hair and get a little infection. We use old oxygen soap and washed it out with and got rid of that infection.
Now they use a brown liquid?
Yeah, they'll use a brown liquid. They call it iodine, or they use this methylate or something on your hand, but people are afraid when they're afraid to handle it. You take a kid and get a little bump on itself, they run and get a tetanus shot. That's a lot of foolishness. You might be taking a chance, but I don't believe a kid is in good health is going to have, what do you call it if you don't get the tetanus shot? Go into a fit or something?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe anything like that.
Lockjaw.
Lockjaw, that's what they call it, lockjaw. Or what did they do when it
got a run fit?
Yeah. So I don't know. You know, these doctors got it made. That's the biggest racket in the world when most of them tell your dad I said so. He knows it.